motherfucking Andy.
Just hanging around
with some local motherfuckers in the Dazzle Den. If you're in a local band and you're passing through town,
stop by after the midnight
when the creepies come out.
You're at the Dazzle Den
with those creepy motherfuckers.
You're at the Dazzle Den
with those creepy motherfuckers.
You're at the Dazzle Den
with those creepy motherfuckers.
You're at the Dazzle Den.
Welcome to Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight for the weekend of July 12th, 2024. And thank you again to Forensic Polaroids with special guest Nick Kosser for that awesome theme song right there. And, you know, if you're in a band and would like to create a theme song for either Unsigned 518 or the Weekend Spotlight, or especially the Unsigned Unwind, because the Unsigned Unwind, my newest show, actually doesn't have a theme song at all. I just use a portion of Shortwave Radio Band's song, We've Lost Our Mind, But We're Having Fun, which relates to local music, but I don't actually have a theme song. So if you're a local band or musician and want to create a theme song, keep it around 30 seconds or so, and you can email it to me, you know, unsigned518@gmail.com, or DM me through Instagram. If it's a 30-second file, it should be easy enough to send through Instagram, sending me an MP3. But anyway, if you want to get in on the fun, that would be amazing, and I would love to hear it. So, and before we get started, I do want to talk about the Unsigned Unwind, my newest show, and there was a, you know, I addressed it a little bit on Instagram, but I wanted to go into a little more detail, I guess. Like, when I created the show, I thought, oh, you know, like, it's underneath the umbrella of Unsigned 518. It'll be super easy to build an audience. You know, I can just tell my current audience to go listen at this to this new show. But I wasn't really thinking, you know, and because it's a new show, completely untested, it wasn't showing up on streaming services. I don't know why. Maybe it was like it needed to get vetted, or, you know, the first episode takes a couple days before it shows up or whatever. And it just dawned on me that, like, holy shit, man, like, people don't want to have to, like, go to a separate Spotify page or a separate, you know, page on, you know, their Pocket Cast or whatever to listen to what is essentially just an extension of this show. So I nipped it in the bud right off the bat and just moved episode one of the Unsigned Unwind over to the Unsigned 518 page. So now all three shows, Unsigned 518, this show, Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight, and now the Unsigned Unwind, are all in one place. So if you follow Unsigned 518, you will get all three shows. You don't have to skip over to a new page to get the Unsigned 518. And I mean, the idea of the show, or the shows in general, is to bring everybody together. So why make everybody go to different places? So all three shows are now in one place, and I went ahead, and if you were following Unsigned Unwind, if it hasn't happened yet, it's gonna disappear, like, it's its own page, because I pulled its own page, and now it's just part of Unsigned 518. So, sorry for any confusion. I admit that I, like, kind of fucked that one up, and wasn't really thinking, and just went ahead and remedied the situation, admitted my mistake, got it pretty early. So I think everything will be cool. But if you're not aware of Unsigned 518, it's basically what I'm doing now, but I'm doing it with bands from across the U.S. and Canada. So it'll be a 10-15 minute long interview over the phone. Obviously, I'll just, you know, find out a little bit about the band, a little bit about the person that I'm talking to, a little bit about their music, play one of their songs, and that'll kind of be it. So it's a way to bring, again, everybody together in a music scene, whether you're in the 518 or beyond. I would like everybody to at least be aware of each other. Be kind of cool. And another thing that I want to address before we get rolling, sorry about the long-ass preamble, but I on my Castos, which is the website that hosts the podcast, they had an option to turn on ads, which I will get like a cut of the revenue. You know, obviously not like I'm streaming a ton, but it's just, it's not only do I not get paid, but it costs me money to do this, and it takes me a lot of time, and I've been putting a lot of time into it. So it's just kind of a way to hopefully supplement that a little. I'm not sure how it'll work. I think the way it'll work is it'll just be like a minute or so advertising before the show and then a minute advertising after the show. And honestly, like if it turns out that like it's like fucking pennies and not even worth your hassle to listen to it, I'll just turn it off. But if I find that like it's actually helping a little bit and like I'm getting a couple bucks per month to like help offset the costs of running the podcast, that would be great. So thank you for your patience. If you do start noticing ads, I don't know when they'll turn on or how it'll work. It's just something that I'm checking out. So if it's a hot pain in the ass and you don't want to deal with it when it shows up, just like send me a DM and like let me know and I'll evaluate. But like I said, it's just kind of a way to ease the costs of the podcast, which aren't, you know, huge, but enough where it fucking sucks to have to pay for it. But anyway, let's get on to our first event. So up first at Empire Live on Friday the 12th, we have Grandstand Jockeys Ice Queen, Same Old Rat, Last Pharaoh, all opening up for Joe Stump, and that is at 6 o'clock. Tickets are just $12. And Same Old Rat was actually just on the show as I record this. It was yesterday, I believe. So that episode will be coming out in the next couple weeks or so. And Tom from Same Old Rat is also in Jupiter Queen, whose episode just came out yesterday, and No Such Thing as Ghosts, which their episode came out a couple weeks ago. So in the last, like, I don't know, month, maybe 5 weeks or so, Tom has been a guest on Unsigned 518 three different times with three different bands that he's a full-time member of all three. So you want to talk about hard-working dude. So shout out to Tom. And we are going to play a couple of Same Old Rat songs, obviously, on the Same Old Rat episode. And I didn't want to give too much away by playing one of those songs here. So I'm going to play a different Same Old Rat song. This is off their Live at Fury EP. This is CJ. It's Same Old Rat on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
We'll be right back.
Next at Hangar on the Hudson, also on Friday, so it's a real tough choice for me on Friday, but it's Halo Bite with Spirit Killer, Stutter, and Dog Pisser. Starts at 7 o'clock, and tickets are just $10. And right now, we're going to hear a song from Halo Bite. This is one of their latest singles. This is Love Lighter, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
We'll be right back.
Bite with Love Lighter. And right now what we're going to do is we're going to go to the phone and talk to Frankie Cavone of Mirth Films. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world of jam bands, which Frankie's kind of my connection into that world, because I don't know as much about that as, I don't know, maybe I should. But anyway, let's go to the phone and see what Frankie is up to. Frankie!
Hey, what's going on, Andy? How you doing, man?
I am fantastic. It's been a little bit. The summer's in full swing at this point for me as well as for you. You've got so much coming up in the next weeks and months through the summer. So I guess we just want to kind of check in and find out what's going on.
Man, if I could keep track of everything that I have going on, that would be a glorious day. But it's a glorious day anyways, and we're getting ready for Rock the Dock this Saturday, July 13th, right at the Lake George Steamboat Company in Lake George, New York. You can find Mirth Films right on the grounds. We're going to have a merch booth. We'll be documenting all the fun, and it's just a great music festival that continues to grow each and every single year, and the lineup this year is incredible. Whether you're somebody who's looking for some nostalgic classic local music, and when I say classic, just some bands that have haven't really been touring a lot, but are just some local favorites like Formula 5 and Wild Adriatic. We got Lotus headlining, an amazing Jamtronica band, Dopapod, who just recently, as we were talking on the last episode, decided to go on a hiatus at the end of the year. So come get your fix of Dopapod. And then, of course, Quantum Cosmic, just a handful of the members of Andy and the Water and a few other guys, which make up for such a fun time. And they will be kicking the music off right at 4 p.m. And there is going to be no stoppage of music, because between each set, Neon Avenue will be playing the side stage, which is just so cool. And if you just want to come to party, it's a great place to party and stay cool, because, yeah, it's going to be hot out, but you can go on all of the boats and you can go sit in the AC. You can go sit on the top of the boat, get a different view, and just look down 32 miles of beauty, which is Lake George, New York. So that is going to be a great time. We also have July 25th will be Mirth Films Alive at Five night. We're going to be co-sponsoring Alive at Five with our great friends WEQX 102.7. And we just want to give a big shout out to the city of Albany for putting on these great free local events that just get you through the summer, you know. Looking forward to a Thursday, or just looking forward to any day of the week, you know. It's always a great place to go to. It's fun, it's outdoors, as everybody knows. On July 25th it'll be Cersei and then the Record Company. So it's gonna be a good time.
And you guys are gonna be there as well, Mirth Films, and you'll have like the tent set up and be there hanging and have merch and all that.
Absolutely. So come and hang with Mirth Films. We're going to try to get the whole team down just have a good day. We're going to have prints available, merchandise, and a bunch of other goodies. And who knows what else we have up our sleeve. It's hard to think again.
It's going to be so goddamn hot out, you know.
Exactly. But you know what? And there's also a ton of other great concert series going on. You got Rockin' on the River. You got the Music Haven concert series in Schenectady. You got Rock the Block in Cohoes, New York. And so wherever you are, there's a local music series. And one of the something I have to really give a shout out to is the town of Lake George and village of Lake George for after seeing that stage in Shepherd's Park burn down. I had so many great memories at that stage, and anybody else who's ever been in Lake George can say that same thing. It was just so unfortunate that stage, which who knows how it caught fire, but it's cool to see the town rally around, and because they did have a lot of summer events planned. I can't remember the name of the contracting company, but there was somebody who was able to donate a stage to get like a stage tent to get through the summer. And that's what it's all about. Just, you know, helping out each other in the music community, because, you know, you never know what happens. And it's it's just cool to see everybody just get together for a great cause. There's a silver lining to it all, and it'll be cool to see what the town comes up with the rebuild and how they adapt going forward. But Andy, thank you so much for having me on this episode, and just thanks for all, from what you've told me of all the upcoming episodes this upcoming month. I can't imagine the time and effort that you put into everything that you do.
Yeah, now I've got, like I said, I'm looking at it now as like three distinct shows, like Unsigned 518, this show, Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight, and then the new one, Unsigned Unwind. And between the three shows, I believe I have 17 episodes in the month of July alone. And
that's crazy. Yeah. That's enough to make you lose all your hair, you know.
Well, I was already on my way anyway. This will just speed along, get it out of the way. Well, cool. Well, Frankie, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and continue doing what you do. And I'm sure we'll link up at some point this summer. And thank you for everything.
Absolutely. And to learn more about Mirth Films, head to our website, mirth-films.com. Give us a subscribe. Smash that like button, what all the kids say on YouTube. And Andy, again, thank you so much.
Thanks, Frankie. And right now we're going to listen to some music from a band that will be at Rock the Dock. This is A Simple Thing from Wild Adriatic on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
We talked the night away. And
And that is it for this week's Weekend Spotlight. I want to thank you again so much for listening. I know a lot kind of has changed with like throwing in some ads and adding in the new show, The Unsigned Unwind. But I really appreciate your support. And if you could do me a solid and just like help spread the word, you know, copy a link from wherever you listen, you know, your favorite podcast streaming service or Apple Music or Spotify or whatever, and text it to a friend or DM it to a friend and kind of put it in front of someone's face and say, hey, this guy's okay. but, you know, like in all serious, like that like really helps. That's how it grows. If like everybody who listens tells like a friend or two, then, you know, it'll grow and the community will come together and more things will start to happen. You know, I'm hoping to get more video content out. You know, as of now, I have 3 separate shows, you know, this regular Unsigned 518 and Unsigned Unwind. And I do it all myself other than an Unsigned Unwind. Angela Taranjo, who's a friend of mine, is agreed to be the showrunner of that. And she basically keeps that whole show in line. Like, she does all the scheduling for it, all the outreach for it, all the incoming messages for that, and then she puts together a schedule. You know, we decide on what day will work for that. And when I go to record those, basically I just have, you know, I do 4 or 5 in a day, and I know the person's name who I'm calling, I know the phone number, and I know their band name. And that's all I know. And it's just a real quick phone conversation, just like a, hey, how's it going? Tell me about your band type of thing. And the kind of theme that I'm putting together with the Unwind is I want them to just like give like a piece of advice on how they relax. Because doing this, like not just like not like what I'm doing, but like what you're doing, if you're in the music scene, is that, you know, doing this all on our own is a lot of work, and it takes a lot of work. And you really sometimes get that feeling like you cannot stop. You know what I mean? You're like, if I stop working towards my goal for even a minute, something is going to happen. But, you know, you really can stop and unwind and unplug. And that's the little snippet of advice that I want to gather from across the country, is like, what do you as a local musician do to unwind? Like, if you have a day off, you know, where you don't have to think about music or promoting yourself or booking gigs or, you know, going to rehearsal or whatever. So that's just where that fits in. And it actually, you know, in all honesty, the name came first because my wife said Unsigned Unwind. And I said, well, that's really super clever. I'm going to roll with that and I'll figure out how the name works later. But yeah, so that's where that's at. So Angela Taranjo, if you want to be on the show, she is who you would reach out to. And, you know, realistically, if you're in the 518 area, for the most part, you know, you've got Unsigned 518. That's for you. And like, outside of the 518, I encourage everybody to send an email. And, you know, and even if you're in, whatever, it's not my decision. Send an email to Unsigned Unwind showrunner Angela Taranjo, and that is Angela at unsignedproductions.com, and she'll sort it all out. She puts it on a Google Calendar, and I find out who I'm talking to mere minutes before I talk to them, is how it works, and that's how I keep everything fresh and exciting. But anyway, enough of my bullshit. Thank you so much for listening. I super appreciate it. I'm Andy Scullin. This is Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight, and I'll see you on the road. Unsigned 518 is produced and hosted by me, Andy Scullin. New episodes are available every week wherever you stream podcasts. If you'd like to help support the show, please like and subscribe wherever you are listening. Or you could buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/unsigned518. If you would like to advertise on the show, send me an email at unsigned518@gmail.com. And to be a guest on the show, reach out to me through Instagram at unsigned518. Take care of one another, and I'll see you next week.